Guitar, owned by the author James Joyce, will feature in a series of rare public performances in Dublin this week. The instrument, which had fallen into disrepair, was restored last year with the help of Joycean enthusiasts, and it'll be played at the Joyce Tower in Sandycove in Dublin for 6 nights, beginning this evening. Our reporter Justin McCarthy visited the Joyce Tower yesterday to take a look at the famous instrument and to hear it being played.
He's one of Ireland's best-loved writers, but what many people don't know is that James Joyce was also a talented singer and musician.
We know that he won a number of prizes. He came second in one particular competition, but there was cash associated with it. So there was the joy of performing for him, but there was also the silver lining of some money to take away with him too.
The writer Martina Devlin is a volunteer at the Joyce Tower and Museum at Sandycove in Dublin, where James Joyce's guitar will be played in concert this week.
Nora Barnicle, his wife, used to say, and I think it was only half jokingly, "Isn't it an awful pity, Jimmy, that you never made a go of the singing?" And his son was Giorgio, trained as an opera singer. He didn't really make a great career out of it either, in the sense that he took to the drink. But there was a love of music in the family.
The guitar, which was a second-hand purchase by Joyce while on his travels, was restored at the request of Professor Fran O'Rourke, a Joycean scholar and singer.
Brian O'Lynn had no brogues for his toes. He hopped into crab shells to serve him for those. Then he split up two oysters that match like a twin. "So they'll shine out like buckles," says Brian O'Lynn.
Well, a few years ago I was invited by a professor in Geneva to come along and sing some songs at a postgraduate seminar that he was doing on Ulysses, on the Sirens episode. So he borrowed a guitar from an instrument maker. And precisely at that moment, he was restoring a guitar that was identical with the one that I'd remembered from the famous photograph of 1915 and that I'd seen in the tower. And there and then I decided that really the one in Sandycove should be restored. And with the support of Bord Fáilte and Dublin Tourism and Robert Nicholson, that work was done in April of last year at the National Museum in the Conservation Department there.
We have a look at it and tell me, what condition was it in when you first got your hands on it?
Well, John and I came out and had a look at it, and there were large cracks, and some repairs had been done on it, and I think they were done by somebody who had some spare polyfiller. So there were lots of scratches and some bad repair efforts. So it looks wonderful now since the repair was done by Gary Southwell.
Well, you know, one of the things, I mean, coming in here, it's like stepping into the life of Joyce, really, because all of his things will be here, and his guitar. So it's really like stepping into history.
Guitarist John Feely has the honour of breathing new life into the 180-year-old instrument when he plays the guitar in a series of rare public performances at the Joyce Tower this week.
It's an amazing piece of history, of course, and we don't know, you know, what history it had before Joyce played it or before Joyce got it. It was already 60 or 70 years old at that stage. So it's an interesting instrument, but it's a beautiful looking instrument, and it's actually quite sweet. It's not a big sound, but it's a very sweet sound.
I was with you, Iscajethu Mavourney in Slán. I'll sell my rack, I'll sell my ring.
And that was singer Professor Fran O'Rourke ending that report by Justin McCarthy. And doesn't he and his instruments sound very nice indeed? For those who are interested in the concerts, tickets are available, we're told, at the Pavilion Theatre in Dún Laoghaire, costing €10, with the proceeds going towards the guitar's restoration.